Knock, knock. Who is it? Guess. He lives up in a tree. He listens to indie music. And he makes you smile. Huh? And that was Chad Van Galen. Chad Van Galen off the Sub Pop website. That song is called Clinically Dead. And I've been feeling kind of clinically dead for a little bit. Feeling a little run down by the summer months. There's always something to do every weekend. There's another thing, another beach party down at the beach. You know, another luau up the tree. You know, it's just... I just need a break from all of it. So I thought that I would just take this time out to say I missed you guys so much. I missed the podcast so much, and I'm so glad to be back. And now what we're doing, this is a little switch up. This is a short form podcast. We're doing things a little faster than normal. We're going to do just a lot of songs. We're going to try to keep it under 20 minutes tonight. We're going to come back next week with a new podcast featuring more stuff because, quite frankly, getting everything organized for a podcast is just too much for me right now. So I'm doing a sort of a short-form podcast telling you what's been going on, where I've been, what I might be doing in the future, and who I might be seeing at some point therein. So let's try a new track, but also from the Sub Pop website, by the band Rogue Wave. This song is called 10-13-34. Give it a listen, see what you think.
Down. You tell me why.
have those rogue wave bastards been smoking? Damn! All right. That's, ooh. Oh, right there. All done then. So, what have I been doing? What have I been doing for the last 3 weeks? It's been 3 weeks. Diane and I have been hanging out a lot. We've gone to see a lot of shows. Shows I've seen so far. Well, the king of all the shows was probably my one time I went and I saw Voxtrot, the band which everybody loves, and there's good reason to, because they rocked. And I saw them live at a club here in Brooklyn called Magnetic Fields. And they were incredible. And actually, I recorded a bit of an interview with them. But I'm going to play that on next week's show, because I just cannot get my act together for this week. And I apologize to everybody, and I certainly apologize to Voxtrot. And I will get my act together shortly. This is sort of a media... This is like a filler cast. Here to sort of get back in touch and remember how to record these things. What's this button do? Oh, God. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. So that was one of the great bands I saw. Another great band I saw was Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah, which was just before the Voxtrot show. And that was also an amazing show. Those, if you get a chance, go see Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah. They're my favorite band at the moment. You guys all know that, and you guys have been around. But the nice part, now this is sort of the fun part about the whole experience, is that we went off. It was Diane and our friends, and we went over to see Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah. And the one person who you would have thought, well, like, what does their music most sound like, right? What's the one band they sound most like, right? Talking Heads, probably. I mean, they sound like a lot of things, but they sound very reminiscent of the Talking Heads. And who do you think is in the audience at the Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah concert at the South Street Seaport? That's right. David Byrne was out there rocking and rolling to Clap Your Hands and Say Yeah. Now, I have to say, that's probably the coolest thing I've ever heard. I mean, the guy goes, people probably told him, you know, this is band, they sound just like you. And he probably went like, really? They sound just like, you know, and that's cool enough that you go out and, you know, you go and see the band. But he was rocking and rolling and was clapping away and clapping his hands and saying, yeah. So all you naysayers out there, you know what I mean? All you naysayers, clap your hands and say yeah gets the official David Byrne thumbs up. Here's another song. New song. Ooh. This is Cezanne.
Down.
that was Cezanne with the their song "I've Got So Much," and apparently they're gonna give you some if you're very, very good. Everybody gets a piece, okay? All right, they brought enough for everybody. Okay. So, so I went to see a whole bunch of concerts. I also the other night I went to go see the Sugar Hill Gang. That's right. The hip hop, a hip hop, don't stop a rockin' to the bang bang, up jump the boogie to the boogie to the boogie to beat. And that was bizarre, I have to say. I used to listen to rap way back in the day, even not quite that far back. That's like 1983, that's like way back. But I used to listen to rap and I used to love the like old school stuff, but they were doing something which kind of. It distressed me a little bit. It was like a kind of dinner theater-esque version of all the rap songs I've ever grown up and loved as a child. It was like everybody's rap songs. Like, they just kept on doing, like, they did, like, Run DMC rap songs, and they did, you know, like, Tribe Called Quest rap songs, and they just kept on doing these, like, rap songs, and you're like, what the hell? They did, like, Aerosmith and Run DMC, and they were doing the Aerosmith part? Really? Kind of, it was very cheesy. It was cheesy and a little too much, and I didn't really appreciate it. But, you know, going to see them, at least I could say, hey, you know, I saw the Sugar Hill Gang, kinda. But that to be fair, when Rapper's Delight came on, the whole place was crazy. Everybody was smiling, everybody was having a good time, people were dancing all over the place. It was an amazing show. And the families, there's like entire families out there just chilling out, sitting in their little seats with the cup holders, getting down, getting funky. Like whole generations, just grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, the kids, and the grandkids, all hanging out, drinking some red stuff and just getting down, you know, just getting down. It was nice. It was lovely. But it was an experience, and I don't know if I'd do it again. But it was a free concert, so you know, how can you get all tied up in a knot about that? You gotta love free concerts. South Street Seaport. I believe the next one is Ted Leo, and I think it's this Thursday. So if you're in the mood, go check the South Street Seaport website. Ted Leo free concert. You guys, you know Ted Leo. Everybody knows it's Ted Leo. Speaking of Ted Leo. Guess where we were? Guess where we are, guys? Hey, guys, guess where we were? Yes, that's right. Entertainment Weekly did a little thing about podcasting, and we were mentioned with all the bigwigs like Adam Curry and the Rock and Roll Geek Show and us, which was nice. And I thank you so much, guys. If you're listening for the first time through an Entertainment Weekly magazine, welcome, welcome, welcome. You'll get the hang of it. We love you dearly. Without further ado, here's one of the... I always try to bring this up whenever I get a chance, but Kimya Dawson. Do you know Kimya Dawson? You soon will. This is an amazing track. She is unbelievable. Love her. Love her.
Loose lips might sing ships, but loose gooses take trips to San Francisco, double dutch disco, tech to be hottie, do it for Scotty, do it for the living and do it for the dead, do it for the monsters under your bed, do it for the teenagers and do it for your mom, broken hearts hurt but they make us strong, and we won't stop until somebody calls the cops, even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened, we won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened, we're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging, on the sleeve of how it used to be. How's it gonna be? I'll dropkick Russell Stover, move into starting over house, and no Matt Rouse and Chester watching me achieve my dreams. And we'll pray all damn day, every day, that all this shit our president has got us in will go away. While we strive to figure out a way we can survive these trying times without losing our minds. So if you wanna burn yourself, remember that I love you. If you wanna cut yourself, remember that I love you. If you wanna kill yourself, remember that I love you. Call me up before you're dead. We can make some plans instead. Send me an IM, I'll be your friend. Shysters live from scheme to scheme, and my fourth quarter pipe dreams are seeming more and more worth fighting for. So I'll curate some situations, make my job a big vacation, and I'll say fuck Bush and fuck this war. My war paint is Sharpie ink, and I'll show you how much my shit stinks and ask you what you think, because your thoughts and words are powerful. They think we're disposable, well, both my thumb's opposable, spelled out on a double word and triple letter score. And we won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We won't stop until somebody calls the cops, and even then we'll start again and just pretend that nothing ever happened. We're just dancing, we're just hugging, singing, screaming, kissing, tugging on the sleeve of how it used to be.
And that was Kimya Dawson with her song Loose Lips, and I think it's just adorable. She's just a sweet little thing. And I am Fun Time Ben, and this has been Tracks Up the Tree, and you can find this podcast at upthetree.com. Thank you so much for coming in. Just a reminder that all the songs we played tonight are available for free and for download from the artists and the record labels. We don't put anything out that isn't already out there by the artists and record labels. We're just playing it for you, bringing your attention to it. So, love us and just keep on loving us. This brings us to the end of the show. I've had a ball. You guys are great. I hope to come back in. Tell me what you've been doing. Where have you been all this time? I've just been busy. I promise I'll be back shortly. Everybody out there, keep cool. It's really hot right now, and the headphones are giving me, you know, ass sweat right in my ears, and they're filling up with water, and I'm starting to lose my hearing. So, with that, I bid adieu. We're going to end off with a song called Black Refuge by the band Junip. Take care, and as always, we make indie your mainstream. Bye-bye.